Welcome to episode 3 of The Insightful Dentist, recorded in the Chadwick Room of the North Carolina Dental Society campus. This is an original podcast series produced by North Carolina Services for Dentistry, a subsidiary of the North Carolina Dental Society. I'm Duncan Jennings, Chief Innovation Officer for North Carolina Services for Dentistry, and welcome. Phil, welcome to the podcast. I want to thank you for making the time and for what you do for dentists across the country and their staff, as well as in North Carolina. And as president of the Best Card team, we're excited to have you on the show today. If you will, Phil, tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll get into some fun questions and get started.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me. My name is Phil Nieto. I'm the president of Best Card. We have been working with dentists for about 15 years now, providing credit card processing services ever since we started actually as an in-house program of the Colorado Dental Association, because so many dentists have problems like understanding what they're paying for when it comes to payment processing. So I've been with Best Card for now 9 years. I've been the president of Best Card for 4 years now. Aside from that, I live in Denver, Colorado with my family. I have a wife and 2 kids, and they keep me busy pretty much full time whenever I'm not in the office.
Thanks for sharing that, Phil. And I've enjoyed getting to know you and your family for the last 5 years that we've been working together. So, Phil, we call this podcast the fastest 20 minutes in dentistry. And to help our listeners get to know you a little bit better, I'm going to ask you a barrage of fast, fun questions. Share with us what you can. So the first one is, when you are able to find a little bit of free time, what do you do just for you?
Yeah, absolutely. As someone whose job is to talk all day, anytime I have free time, the opposite is what I veer towards. So I generally like going out for long hikes or reading, just anything where I can be alone and have it be quiet for an hour at a time.
Totally understand that, and I can appreciate that as well. It's nice to be able to turn it down just a little bit when you're away from the office. Okay, so when you got a big meeting coming up, or you have a tough day or something you need to get motivated or fired up for, what's something you listen to?
This is probably a little bit old school, but I think the classics are always the best. Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band is probably my go-to song just to get my blood moving a little bit.
We're big Boss fans in our family. At least the guys in our family are big Boss fans. About too much. So
my dad got me into it. When I was in high school, I made fun of him. And then as I got older, I listened to it again. I'm like, oh man, this moves.
All right. What about your first concert that you attended live?
Now that's an embarrassing one. The first concert I ever went to was one my mom took me to when I was 7 years old, which was Michael Bolton in concert. And yeah, I'll be honest with you. It is what it is.
No, that's awesome. That's great. I've got some embarrassing answers to my questions too. People will have to tune back into episode 1 to catch my answers. What about podcasts? Do you listen to any other podcasts? And other than Insightful Dentist, what's your favorite?
I listen to a lot of different podcasts. One that I've got into relatively recently is called 99% Invisible. And it's the hidden things in design of everyday objects that kind of make a big difference or like big technological breakthroughs. So they do stuff like how they redesign sewer systems to be more efficient for large cities and how that allowed bigger cities to grow. So anything that I feel like I get to learn and get outside of my everyday wheelhouse is usually a big hit with me.
That's great. I enjoy them, especially on long drives.
Oh, yeah.
It helps break things up. So that's fantastic. I'll check that one out.
We've got family basically about 5 hours in any direction, and any long podcast with enough to sort through a bunch of things, you can always have a little bit of fun.
All right. Let's talk about the dental profession and your experience with it. And from your chair, what would you say are the biggest challenges that you see dentists face?
You know, the thing that we help dental offices with all the time is looking at their credit card processing costs. And the problem with that is, really, truly, you talk to 100 dentists and 98 of them will tell you they have no idea why they pay what they pay. It's one of those things where every business needs someone to help them like receive their payments in the office. It's such a confusing industry that a lot of offices, it's something that they, a lot of times after your rent and your staff, your merchant processing fees might be one of the largest monthly bills you pay on a regular basis as a dental practice. And they don't really feel like they understand at all what they're paying for, why they have the rates that they have, or really what kind of better deal they could get. we really try to make sure we focus on that bottom line. Our dentists, you guys work hard every day. We want to make sure you receive as much of your own money as possible, and trying to keep those costs low, knowing where and how we compete with others. That's really a big thing from our side, because it's not just looking at what you're paying, but also what the best practices are to follow to make sure that you continue having the lowest cost possible.
So in general, what are some of the best practices you've seen dentists implement?
There's two different ways to answer the question. Credit card processing, like I said, is complicated. So the first part is normally like, what does a dentist have to do to make sure that they're getting like really competitive rates that they're paying to their payment provider? With that, the problem is there's so many little extra fees that can be added on. And dentists are busy. You don't know whether or not there's really such thing as a transaction funding fee or a settlement advisory fee. There's all these little made up fees that credit card processors sometimes choose to add. The first thing I tell every office is you have to make sure that you're getting good pricing before you even look at your in-office procedures to keep those costs low. Because if you're a dental office that has really expensive rates that you pay to your merchant processor, even if you start following the best practices possible in the office, you're still going to end up paying too much. It's just your credit card processor is going to make a larger profit. So the first thing I normally explain to offices is you should understand a little bit about how credit card processing pricing works. And I said before, it's complicated, but really simply, like the 30-second version of it is, anytime any business in the United States runs a credit card, there's an exact fee that every payment provider, whether that's Best Card or a giant bank or an integrated solution into your dental software, we all pay the same fees to run cards based on the type of card and how you accept it. That fee is called interchange. So if you're looking at what do I do in office to get the best deal, generally you want to be on what's called interchange plus pricing, where they're passing through that cost that everyone shares. And then the plus is really simply where companies like Best Card or anyone else compete. So as part of our endorsement agreement with the North Carolina Dental Society, we really truly focus on, hey, we want to have consistently low costs. So we offer interchange plus 0.3% to everyone. But like I said before, every dental office has probably seen instances where they had a good deal originally, but then new fees get added every few months. So one of the things I tell every office to do is you want to take your most recent statement or just a recent statement and divide all the fees that you accepted for that month, just however much you paid to your credit card processor, divide that by the amount that you ran in credit card sales. That'll give you what's called your effective rate. If you do that effective rate, that's really the best way to know, because it doesn't matter if they have really great fees in one area and really expensive fees in another, you're still paying the monthly bill. So looking at that effective rate, you can get a really good idea of, hey, how is my practice doing? Best Card, we work with not only dentists in North Carolina, but also we're endorsed by the American Dental Association Member Advantage Program. With our rates, we save the average office about $6,496 per year, and our average office pays about 2.22%. So every dental office I talk to, my goal is always, when I talk to them, I say, hey, the goal is to get you below 2%. Getting like a good rates is like the first step in that process. And last year in 2023, we did about 2,000 comparisons for dental offices. The average dental practice is paying about 3.58%. So really, truly, like that's where that savings comes from. So starting with that, whenever I talk to people about this, I'm like, I'm going to give you a new word in your vocabulary, interchange. It's the direct cost that every credit card processor shares. No one can give you a better deal than that. Getting that interchange plus pricing is the best way to get a good deal. And then the homework I give them is, hey, go home and calculate your effective rate. If you're not close to 2%, you probably need to start looking at getting a better deal, either with your current provider or with someone else.
Well, those are super best practices. And you and I have had that conversation, but it's been a little while. So I was furiously taking notes there, because I think that's true in not just merchant processing, but it's your energy rates, it's everything. You can be quoted the best rate in the world, but it's really the monthly amount you're paying divided by your usage.
Exactly. The average dental office, for example, in 2019, the average dental office was taking about $30,000 a month in credit card payments. By 2023, like the end of last year, it was just below $45,000. So essentially any business that has almost a 50% increase in how often you're using it, how much you're using it for, you got to make sure that it works for your bottom line.
Thank you so much for sharing that. So Speaking of fees, there was recently an industry settlement with Visa and MasterCard over swipe fees, wasn't
there? Yeah, there was. Essentially, this was a settlement from 2013 that affected basically any business that ran credit cards between 2009 and 2019 was part of the settlement. With that, a lot of dental offices have probably seen that they've received a letter from like the court class action group talking about how to basically claim like your portion of the settlement. So that's something that's like actively happening right now. There's a little process to go ahead and get that updated so that you're part of the settlement group. But there's also a lot of companies that anytime something happens in like the merchant services industry, you will have a lot of companies that are really aggressive at calling and trying to make it sound like you need to sign their paperwork to get access to this. That's not really the way it works. Those companies a lot of times will try to make, oh, we'll just keep 30% of your settlement in return for helping you with this. Really, truly, it is a very simple process. If you Google Visa MasterCard class action settlement, you'll find the class action settlement website. From there, even if you never received your little piece in the mail that has like a QR code that you can scan directly for your business, if you receive that, you scan the QR code, you put in a couple pieces of business information, and you're basically done. Like the whole process takes less than 5 minutes. If you never receive that, you can actually, like I said, Google the class action settlement, go to the website, and essentially from there, all they ask is like your tax ID number and some business information, and you can do the same thing to finalize your settlement. Generally, less than 10 minutes of work, you can get that all taken care of. But I'm always talking to offices about, hey, make sure that you're not believing just random phone calls of people that call you and say, hey, to have your piece of the class action settlement, you need to sign this new merchant contract, or you need to sign this agreement that we get to keep part of it. That's not the way that like class action settlements work. And we definitely want to make sure that no one's accidentally getting tricked into signing a new expensive contract with expensive rates or early termination fees or all the things that we sometimes see in our industry. That's not really tied to the class action piece at all. That's somebody trying to use that to get their foot in the door. And a lot of times those are the companies you want to avoid more than anything.
Now, that's also super advice. Thanks so much for sharing that. So I get a lot of questions about credit card equipment, third-party equipment or standalone equipment. Share with us some of the puts and takes of the equipment side of merchant processing.
Yeah. Merchant processing like equipment, like functionality of the actual card readers hasn't changed a whole lot since 2015 when the chip functionality was added. So that was when they added like the EMV chip cards where you could put in a chip rather than swiping previously. A lot of terminals at that time had where they had the chip reader, the swipe, but also the contactless reader for things like Apple Pay or contactless cards. So in that vein, a lot of the technology hasn't changed as far as you need to accept credit cards. The same things that we were using in 2015 are being used now. But what we've seen as far as like big changes is like what else that system can do for you. There are things like we all the time will help offices set up website payments, or we do text to pay, or we do recurring payments that'll run automatically if you have people on payment plans. We have all of that where we built it out so it will post back automatically into about 15 of the biggest dental practice management softwares. The day-to-day physical equipment for the card readers, there's a lot of different options. Some are more reliable than others, but the systems in place behind those card readers can be a big difference depending on what's the streamlining you're trying to do in the office. Things like having text to pay. Our system, we use what we call a card vault, so you can store cards securely for all of your patients. Your staff doesn't have access to the full credit card numbers. We create a token, so it's really secure. But essentially, the big benefit there is when it's time to do your accounts receivables, it's no longer do you have to call a person and try to get a credit card and see if it'll go through. You have more tools where you can have that payment method stored, or you can text them directly on their phone. So like when we were doing email payment links, or when we were doing like mailed statements for trying to collect like those payments, generally we'd have 20% of people respond in 2 weeks. With our text to pay solution, we see about 61% of those get paid within 3 business days. So when you look at credit card equipment, remember it's not always just the equipment, but what other pieces are you looking for? And if the answer is nothing, if you want to just have a really simple card reader in the office, that is great. Don't feel like you're always compelled to buy the most expensive, newest thing. Really, truly, like every practice I talk to, I tell them, you know what like you're looking for and what's going to be a good fit for your patients. But you tell us how you want to run cards, and then we'll see what we can do to help out. With that, credit card processing devices They're not free, despite the fact that a lot of credit card processors make them sound that way. So generally, like the companies that we see that claim that they're giving you a free device or, oh, it's a lease, but that way, if you ever have to get a new device, you get it for free. That's not really the way it works. I mentioned before, we save the average office about $6,496 per year. Generally, the better savings we have, the more likely that somebody was given quote unquote free equipment. And they've just been paying for it every month since in higher rates and fees. In my industry, generally, a credit card processor wants to earn back any free equipment that they give a business within about 2 to 3 months based on how much profit they expect to make. Our goal is always we want to keep that cost as low as possible. So like we sell our credit card readers at our cost. Like it's not an area where we make profit. But the ones that are expecting a free device might find that they ended up paying thousands of dollars for that free device because of the higher fees that they signed on for.
Same thing in other verticals that I've been in where there's free dispensers or there's free whatever. And it turns out it's just baked in somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Way more expensive than it would have been to have actually purchased that.
And I'll be the first to say, I spend more than $1 million a year on credit card equipment. If there's a free way to get it, I would love to have that person's phone number. But generally, it's one hand feeding the other. It's one of those things where, you know, yeah, you got the device for free, but if you're paying thousands of dollars more every year, it wasn't free in the long run.
This has been such great information. Bill, what else would you like listeners to know about merchant processing?
The biggest thing that I would say is that integrity in our industry goes a long way. Credit card processing is one of those services, like I said before, every business needs, but a lot of companies treat it almost like an internet provider where every month they're introducing a new fee or adding something else. So a lot of times when someone got a great deal a couple of years ago, that's not really the same position now. So keeping an eye on it, making sure that you're working with companies that have been vetted by the North Carolina Dental Society, the American Dental Association's Member Advantage Program, those things really do make a difference because everyone that you ever talk to about merchant processing will claim that they'll save you money or make XYZ easier. But in the long run, those costs tend to be really expensive. So our background, we were originally created as part of the Colorado Dental Association. They had so many members complaining that this was a service that they just frequently were overpaying with. It is a complicated industry. We've touched a little bit on a couple of topics. But most people looking at their statement won't be able to make heads or tails of it. Keeping the cost low long-term is the goal, and finding someone that will help you do that is really important. So find companies that have a great reputation, have great word of mouth. I like to think we're one of them, but there are a lot of providers out there, and just working with someone that's going to value your business, value your time with great customer service, really is the difference between switching your provider every couple of years and having that headache in the practice or getting something in place that really is going to provide long-term value and just solve a problem that you've been trying to take care of in the practice.
Phil, I'm one of the lucky ones. I got to meet your mom when we first started talking, and she certainly started the organization that way. And you and Greg have done such a super job carrying that forward, along with Rhonda, Carrie, and the entire Best Card team that I've had an opportunity to work with. So it's been a pleasure to have you on this show today. It's been a pleasure to work with Best Card. We'd like to thank you for sharing your insights. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to our third episode of The Insightful Dentist. Please check out the prior two and join us every month as we continue our conversation with key voices discussing a wide range of topics that impact the dental profession. Just as importantly, if you listen on Apple or Spotify, please don't forget to leave us a review. It really helps future listeners and dental industry professionals find the show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Bill, thanks so much.
No, thank you, Duncan.